And now Rav Nosson Zal says, now he's going to explain a famous statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says, a person who wants to be a chosid, that's the word, a chosid, extra religious, and there's three versions in the Gemara, three opinions as to what he should do. One says he should be strong in the items discussed in Pirkei Avos. The other one says he should be strong in issues of damages between man and fellow man. The third one says he should be strong in issues of brachas, knowing what bracha to make on what kind of food, all of those items. Rav Nosson Zal is going to take these three seemingly conflicting opinions and show how all three are explaining what we've learned till now, the description of what we've discussed till now. The Gemara says, if a person wants to be chosid, lekayem mili d'ovis, he should adhere to what's written in Pirkei Avos. It's called mili d'ovis. Va'amri lo, and there are those that say, mili d'nezikin, that he should be strong in the laws of damages between man and fellow man. Va'amri lo, and there are those that say, mili d'brachos, he should be particular in the laws of making brachos. Three opinions. Now, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Chasido zebechinas Avraham isha chesed. The term chosid is similar to chesed, kindness, which is symbolized by Avraham Avinu, who is called isha chesed. Shaydei hachesed rodaf achra dalet melochem. We learned much earlier that because he had this chesed, that's what gave him the ability to chase after those four kings who had captured his nephew and slaughter them to bits. Slice away their connection to the Malchus of Kedusha. Ki chotach Malchus de Kedusha me'adalet Malchus. He was the one who succeeded in slicing away the kingdom from those four evil kings, Rishoim, v'zocho ledalet bonim de Kedusha. And he was the one who was zocho to bring four sons into the world. She'al yodom nimshach hasogas alakus kanal, batoranal, which helped bring understanding of Hashem into the world, as is explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran. The four sons being Yitzchok, Yishmael, Yaakov, Esav, and all four of them being included in this spectrum, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter on Likutei Moran. V'zeh ha-chesed zoichan ha-idei toichocho kanal. And we learned earlier that the key to being zoichet to chesed is receiving reprimand from a tzaddik. When a tzaddik reprimands someone, there's a pasuk that says, "Pia poscha bechachma v'soiras chesed al shoyna." That a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, when he opens his mouth, he's speaking with intelligence, with chachma. That chachma is called Torah Chesed. It's a Torah of kindness. Even when he's reprimanding someone, it's coming only out of pity on that person and out of looking to help that. It's a charity. It's a tzedakah. It's a form of chesed. V'zehu l'kayim mili d'yovois. This is why it says there, if a person wants to be chosid, if a person wants chesed, let him be strong in Pirkei Avos. Shehu toichocho musar kanal. We learned earlier that Pirkei Avos is reprimand to the Jewish people. The whole Pirkei Avos is constantly telling us what's midot ra'ot, what's evil characteristics, what's good character, and showing us how to shape our character the right way. Where we learned earlier that if a Jew is zechut to receive this proper reprimand, he's receiving chesed. Va'oz nikra chasido. And that Jew will be zechut to be called chosid al shem ha-chesed. Shalidezeh choyt chenes ha-malchus chochmat ha-tor mi'adalet malchios v'zechut la-sogus ha-lekusnoi deze kanal. Which gives the person the ability to slice away the malchus from the evil and bring it into the kedusha, elevate it. V'zehu, and this is why the second opinion over there said, it says v'amri lo, there are those that say likayim mili d'nezikin, that the person should train himself to be strong in items between man and fellow man, not causing any damage to anybody else. L'hachnia mazike alma, this refers to suppressing the damagers of the world. Shehem amolek, which referred to all these super shoim. Amolek, who is the sum total of all four kingdoms of Kli of Tuma, Shehem Bechinas Chazer Hayar, he is called the wild hog of the wilderness. Bechinas mazikei alma sheichrivu ha-mishkon ha-beis ha-mikdash. This refers to the goyim who destroyed the mishkon and the beis ha-mikdash of Klal Yisrael. Shemisham kol ha-hashpo she-boilam, which was the source of all goodness coming to the world. V'alkein heim arbo ovois nezikin. Now you could understand why the first mission in Baba Kama says that there are four leaders of damages, four fathers of damages, which are Shur, Ber, Hever, and Mave, which refer to, correspond to these four kingdoms of Klipa, the four kingdoms that exiled the Jewish people, Bavel, Yavon, Parasumodai, and Edoim, Shehem Keneged Arba Bonim Nikdusha, which are the opposing force to the four sons of Kiddusha that we mentioned earlier, Sha'al Yodom Nimsha Hasogas Lakuskanal, which bring heavenly wisdom into the world. V'alkein Hamasechto Hakdosha Hazois, Shemedaberes Mitaychochel Musar Nikras Ovois. Rav Nosnos says now we can understand why the Gemara that deals with Midois and reprimanding us and teaching us Musar is called Masechto Ovois, Machmas Shayidei Hatoychocho Umusar Zoichem Asogas Elokus, because as a result of a person being reprimanded this way, the person is zoiche to an understanding of Hashem Shenimshach Alidei Atzimtzumim Hanal, which we learned earlier is something which requires the ability to take deep items and bring them down to a level where people can understand them, take a higher level knowledge and break it down to smaller pieces, easier pieces for people to understand. V'chol elu hatzimtzumim v'asichliyim heim b'chinas ovoi subonim. This concept of taking a higher level knowledge and bringing it down is the concept of father and son, parent and child, where the parent has to take his perception of something, and if he's going to tell it to the kid on the level that he understands it, the kid will look at him like he's from Mars. He's got to be able to speak a language that the child understands. He's got to be able to present it to the kid, and the kid. That's why this Toichocho is called Masechta Ovois, because it's something that's taking a heart. It's something that results in taking Hasogas Elokus and bringing it down to an easier level. Bechinas Sechel Elyoin, v'Sechel Tachtoin, Shein Bechinas Av uBen Kiyodua. These are the terms that are used to refer to high-level knowledge and lower-level knowledge, father and son. And this is why Hashem has designed the world in such a way that awareness and knowledge of Hashem has to be brought, mamish, has to be taught from father to son. As the Pasuk says, V'hoidatom levonecha v'lebnei bonecha. You will shine your das into your children and grandchildren. Uchsevin is another pasuk that says, V'shinantom levonecha. You will teach it to your son. The Parsha Sayichud in Kriyashma. Shehi ikar hasogas lakus. We know the Kriyashma is the highest level of understanding of Hashem. The realization that Hashem is one and there's nothing else like Him. And there it emphasizes that this wisdom has to be conveyed from father to son. This is why it says in the Haggadah that the Torah is presented corresponding to four sons, meaning the true success in knowledge is when a person is able to take this knowledge of Hashem and infuse it into the four different types of sons. The Chacham, the Rasha, the Tom, the Shene de Elishon. Shehem b'chinas klal kol hakitoy sheboilam. These four symbolize the totality of all different types of groups in the world. V'alkein nekras zois ha-masechta ovois. This is why this Gemara is called Pirkei Ovois, Masechta Ovois. Machmas she'al yodo bo'im la'asogas elukus, shenim shach mi'ovois labonim, mi'sichli mi'alyonim u'sichli mi'atotan u'knam. Because it's as a result of this specific type of learning, of Musar, things that improve a person's midos, and get him to conduct himself like a mensch, all that menschlichkeit, that's what brings Hasogas Elokus into, that's what gives us the ability to draw into the world the highest level perception of Hashem, which is brought in the world via father to son, via higher levels of knowledge being broken down into lower levels. You follow? It's this type of learning called Musar, Teichacha, which is the type of learning which is found in Pirkei Avos specifically, that's what results most in the ability to bring Hasagas Elokus into the world. Hasagas Elokus being deep, deep levels of understanding of Hashem, which the only way that comes into the world is Father to Son. The ability to take higher level item and bring it down to smaller levels. The Alkein Bezois HaMasechta Daiko Posach Bo V'Sider Kol HaShtalshulis Kabbalas HaTorah Mimoshel Yeshua Mishul Ezkenim. And this is why we mentioned earlier, Pirkei Avos begins, the first Mishnah tells us the whole chain of learning in Klal Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah in Har Sinai, gave it to Yoshua, Yoshua gave it to the Zkenim. Why? L'hoiro is to teach us, Sheze Iker Tachlis Kavonas Zois HaMasech Taktoishon. This is the main message of this Gemara Pirkei Avos. L'hamshich Kabbalas HaTorah, that we're looking to bring the Torah into the world, Shehu Hasoka Silakus, referring to the deepest parts of the Torah, the choicest parts of the Torah, which is highest levels of perception of Hashem, Meirav LeTalmid, which is only brought from rabbi to something a person can't learn on his own, can't develop on his own. It's something that has to be passed on from rabbi to student, Meav LeBen, from father to son. Ki Horav, Hu B'chinas Moshe, Hu B'chinas Ov. Because a rabbi represents Moshe Rabbeinu, represents the parent. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisrael. Remember when Elisha Novi's rabbi was being taken away from him, when Eliyahu Novi was, he didn't scream, Rebbe, Rebbe, he screamed, Ovi, Ovi, my father, because a rabbi is a father. V'zeh l'umazeh. And just as in Kiddusha you have this, so too there's an opposing force to this. Ki al kein b'hasidrachro nikroim hamazike alma shem chochmas chitzonius b'shem ovois. This is why when we talk about the klipa, the tuma, when we talk about the destroyers of the world, the four kingdoms of klipa, the Gemara refers to them also as ovois, fathers. The Gemara speaks about arba ovois nezikim. There are four fathers of damages. An ox, a this, you know, the Gemara lists the four different types of damage in the beginning of Baba Kama. Shezeh b'chinas arbo ovois nezikin. Ovois mechlal dika toilvois. V'toilvois sayin kiyotzbem. And the Gemara over there says that because they're referred to as fathers, it implies that there's children, there's subsets of these. And the children take after the fathers. V'zeh b'chinas ovois hatuma. And we find also in the Mishnayos in Taharos, where it speaks about categories of tuma, it also uses this terminology that there are avos hatuma, avos. Ki gam b'hasichlius chitzoni shalem, because even when we talk about pagan philosophies or types of knowledge which are anti-Torah, yesh avos v'toldos. There also there's higher forms of learning and lower forms. It starts off by one philosopher or one scientist inventing some kind of a false philosophy or a false premise. And then there are things that spiral off from that, which cause tremendous damage to the world because it causes people to lose their faith in the Torah, in the true wisdom. As is known to those who understand how these philosophies that are anti-Torah, these wisdoms, you know, how they evolve. V'alkein avi avois hatuma hu hames. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the grandfather of tuma is a corpse. A dead body is called avi avois hatuma. Ki hein mi sitra demoisa. Because all of these aspects of tuma, they come from the side of, from the malach hamoves, from death. Hepech hasogas alakus, which is the opposite of knowledge of Hashem, sheshom ikar hachayim, which is called the epitome of life. The greatest sense of living, living to the fullest, means understanding Hashem. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Bo'er pnei melech hayim, with the light of the face of the living king. Ki ikar chochmasenu akdoisha hu lahalois ulekasher kol advarim lemekor hachayim. Because the essence of Torah wisdom, of Yiddishkeit, is to connect everything to the source of life, by following in the footsteps of our forefathers, lehamin, shekol advarim mekushorim b'chay hachayim, by believing that everything in this world is plugged into the Hashem, which is called the Chai HaChayim. Ki hu b'rtzayin Abraham yesh me'ayin, because Hashem created everything from nothing, v'hu mechayim eskula mechol esbrega, and Hashem is the one who sustains and injects life into everything at all times. K'may shekosav, as we say in our davening, v'ato mechaya eskulam, you Hashem give life, inject life into everything. Va'ato Moshel Bakoil, and you rule over everything. Avolheim Roitzim Lahad Berchochmas HaTeva Boilam. Whereas these philosophers and these scientists, the bad ones, they try to inject, to make the world think that everything is based on laws of nature and scientific law. Shaydezer Roitzim Lakor Kol Advorim Imokor V'Shoz Chiyusam. And thereby they want to tear things away from the Torah, from Hashem. Therefore, these people are called dead, even when they're physically living, since they're not drawing life from the source of life. Whereas by the Jews it says, you who are attached to Hashem, meaning you who are attached to heavenly wisdoms, to the Torah in its pure form, chayim kulchem hayoyim. You are all living. That's called living. That knowledge is called life. Whereas the wisdoms that are anti-Torah, those wisdoms are called death. Sitra d'moisim. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues explaining a Gemara that he had started explaining earlier, where the Gemara made a statement, if a Jew wants to be a chassid, what should he do? So the Gemara mentioned three opinions. The first opinion was, let him study Pirkei Avos, Mili the Avos. His second opinion was Mili the Nezikin. And now we're up to the third opinion, which is Va'amri lo Vizehu V'amri lo Mili the Brochas. There are some that say that if a Jew wants to receive this honorable title called Chosid, he should be proficient in making brachas, knowing what bracha to make on food and the after bracha and the before bracha and doing it with kavon, all the different details. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ze Bechinas Hasodes Elokus, this represents the heavenly wisdom Shezechin Al Yedei Ha'ovos, which we, Klal Yisrael, are zeichet to through our forefathers, Shehem HaTzadikei Emes Shehem Lanu Teichocho Musa, which are the Tzadikim who reprimand us, She'al Yodam Nimshach Chesed, where we learned earlier that with their reprimand, they're drawing kindness to us, and they bring about a downfall to those alien wisdoms, which represent the four kingdoms of Tumah, which are the destroyers of the world, these two items are represented by Pirkei Avos and the laws of Nezikim, which are both dependent on each other. We had said that through our avos, through the avos of Kiddusha, we are given the Teichocha and the Musar, which gives us the ability to be Machnia, the four kingdoms of Kiddusha, which are called Arba Avos Nezikin, you know, the four leaders of damages, as the Gemara begins in Baba Kama. So we see the connection between those two items, Pirkei Avos and Mili de Nezikin. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain how this Mili de Brochas ties into this whole picture. V'zeo b'chinas Mili de Brochas. Ki al yidei kol ze zeichin lehales hamalchus shil chochmat ator. Because we learned earlier that if a Jew follows this whole formula that we discussed here, he is zeichet to elevate the kingdom which is called chochmat ator, the lower wisdom, she'al yodo zeichin la'asogas alukus, through which a person is zeicha to receive heavenly knowledge, in other words, the heart, the deep wisdoms. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, he talks about the eye. The eye is the organ in the body through which a person takes in knowledge of Torah. We know, for example, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu einecho roi sesmoirecho. Your eye should see your Rebbe. You're supposed to look at your rabbi. You're supposed to look at the words, the letters of the Torah. When they're doing Hagba especially, there's a special mitzvah to get close to the Sefer Torah where you can read the letters. Because the eye is what takes in the wisdom. Rabbi Nathal explains over there, look at how the eye is constructed. Which part of the eye is it that shrinks the whole view and brings into the eye? It's the pupil of the eye, that black circle in the eye in the middle, that's what takes everything in. That little black circle, it's called the bas ayin, that's what it's called, that represents Malchus, because we've learned many times, Malchus is called, in Shir Hashirim, it says, Shchoira Nivanova, I am black, but I'm beautiful. Malchus represents something which has no light of its own, in itself is dark, and yet it receives light from all kinds of places. Like the moon, we've mentioned this many times. The moon is something which has no light of its own whatsoever, but it reflects the light of the sun. So this concept, Rabbi Nathan explained it over there, that was the concept of Chochma Tato and Chochma Ilo. He spoke about Hasokas Elokus, heavenly wisdoms, deep wisdoms of Torah, where the only way that a person can absorb them is he has to start from Chochma Tato. He has to start from these lower types of wisdoms, introductions and all kinds of prerequisites, parables, other things, which serve as a stepping stone or a jumping off point to get to the Asogas Elokus. Just like in the eye, it's that black part of the eye that shrinks everything down to a place where you can absorb it. So too in wisdom, there's this Chochma Tato, which is called Malchus, which that's the item which gives you the ability and access to Hasogas Elokus, heavenly wisdoms. But we said that the trouble is that this Chochma Tato, this Malchus, gets grabbed. Sometimes the bad side grabs hold of it and they try to pull it all the way down into Tumah. So first you have to be able to slice it away from the bad guys and then elevate it and use it as the means of getting to Hasogas Elokus. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Shal Yodo Zoch HaSogas Elokus, Shul Bechinas Mili Debrochas. Rav Nosson says this concept of a deep understanding of Hashem, that's what the Gemara is referring to when it says blessings. Levorech, Lehoidois, Ulahalel, Oiseis Borach. What it's referring to is the concept of being able to really bless and praise Hashem. Why do we call that deep understanding of Hashem? Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Ki kol ma sheyoidin umasigin oiseis Borach Yoiser. Because the more that a Jew is zochet to learn about Hashem and to understand Hashem, mevorchin umeshapchim shmoy agodel beyoser, the more that person will have the ability to bless Hashem and praise Hashem. You can't discuss, let's say if I want to discuss the Reichman family, the wealthiest people in the world, and I want to say, they're such rich guys. And then I say, you know, they're really rich guys. And then I can say, they're super rich guys. But that's a joke. It's ridiculous. It sounds immature. The only way I can really praise them and bless them is if I know them, if I know their wealth, if I know all of their investments and I know that they have land here, then I can give you a 6-hour lecture describing you their wealth and you'll understand how wealthy they really are. Lahavdil, lahavdil, by Hashem, it's the same thing. Oh, Hashem, he's very great. He's really great. Ridiculous. But you have to understand that it's the more, one of the main reasons for learning Torah is to get to see how great Hashem really is, to get to understand Hashem's greatness, and thereby be able to talk about Hashem for real, thereby be able to really do justice to praising Him and blessing Him. Ki zeh ikar tachlis ha-hasova, because this is the main purpose of learning. The purpose of learning isn't that you should walk around with your nose in the air and be a big shot that you know more than the other person. The purpose of learning Torah is lizkois levorech lohoides lahalishmai golis borach, is to have the ability to bless Hashem and praise Hashem. And you won't really be able to do it in any serious way unless you learn about Hashem. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, vachasidecho yivarchucho. Your chasidim, your most righteous ones, they will bless you. וחסידךו זה בחינס הצדיקים האמיתיים שזכן להמשיך החסד שהידי זה חוי בחין המלכוס מהם וזכן לעשות את הלכוס. וחסידךו here is referring to those צדיקים we spoke about earlier who have the knowledge of how to give תוכחו the right way and thereby they slice away the malchus from the klipos and they elevate it and they use it as a keli into which they can receive עשות את הלכוס. שזה בחינס אברהם איש החסד כנל. A great example of this is Avraham Avinu, who's known in the Torah as Isha Chesed. And the Gemara says, Avraham Tikein Shachris. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu was the one who established the Shachris Tefillah that we say in the morning. Rabbi Nizal says in Likutei Moran, Avraham Tikein Shachris. Avraham Avinu is the one who made the Tikkun of the black part of the eye. Shachris, Shachar means black. He's the one who made the Tikkun of the Malchus. That Chochmat HaTorah. How? By chasing after those four kings and giving them the beating of their life. Remember? When those four kings kidnapped his nephew and he took off after them and he chased them as far as they could run and then he gave them the beating of their life. That was this ability through his chesed to slice away the Dalet Malchus, the Klipa, that they shouldn't be able to have any attachment to the Malchus of Kedusha. Kanal Daika, Avraham Isha Chesed, Yivorchucha. He's the one who has the ability to bless Hashem. Ki ikar kol habrochois v'havodois, heim al yidei hasodos halakus. Because the main ability of blessing and praising Hashem is dependent on how far a perception, how far an understanding a person has of Hashem. U'kemavoyer b'psukim rabin b'chol mokoyim shemavorach mahalos yizborach, and as is found in many psukim in the Torah, that bless Hashem and praise Hashem, Shemedaber Shom Mehasogosoy Vidyosoy, where it speaks about Hashem's, it speaks about the ability to understand. Kemoshekosu, as David HaMelech writes, Ki Ani Yodati Ki Godol Hashem Olalekim Mikol Olalekim, because I realize and understand that Hashem is greater than anything else in this world. Vohelech Mavar Gdulosi Yisborach, and he goes on to explain the greatness of Hashem. Umisayim, and he concludes, Beis Yisrael Borchu Es Hashem, Beis Aharon Borchu Es Hashem, Beis Halevi, everybody should bless Hashem. When can you bless Hashem? If you started off with the Kani Adati, if you understand Hashem, to the extent that a person is able to understand Hashem, he has the ability to praise Him in everything. Ukimavoya B'tchila Sator Yimei Chanukah, and as is explained in chapter 2, in the second half of Likutei Moran, She'ikar HaTachlis, the main goal of a Jew, the main ultimate goal of a Jew is l'das l'hakir oisis borach, to get to understand Hashem, u'levorech u'lehoid oisis borach, and through that, to use that understanding to acknowledge Hashem's greatness and praise Him and bless Him. Ki zeh tolu bozeh, because one is dependent on the other. You won't be able to praise Hashem in any serious, mature way unless you've learned about Hashem. V'zehu b'chinas mili d'brochos. This is what the Gemara is referring to symbolically when it says, if you want to be chosid, be good in brochos. Meaning, shehu hasogas halakus. This refers to that deep understanding of Hashem, shezechin aydei mili d'nezikin, which a person is zechit to only if he's mastered the laws of nezikin, the laws between his fellow man, Jew and fellow Jew. Meaning, Alidei shehichniu mazike alma, through the ability of being able to suppress the destroyers of the world, shehem chokhmas chitzonius, which are those alien wisdoms that threaten the wisdom of the Torah, shezeh nasa alidei mili diavois, which we said earlier, the way that you do that is through mili diavois, perkei avois, shehem hatzadikim amitim, the true tzadikim will give that toichocha, which gives the chesed, to cut away the four kingdoms. Nimtzer, shekol elu hagimel dvorim, kshurim yachad bekesher niflo. So Rav Nosson Zal says, I've shown you that what seem to be three different opinions in the Gemara are really tied together, and each one is dependent on the other. V'hu daiko nikro chasido. And the one who accomplishes this is called chosid al shem hachesed. Because one of the main pieces to this is that chesed we spoke about. Bechinas Avraham Isha Chesed, which that entire chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 30, revolves around explaining Avraham Avinu and his children and everything. Now Rav Moshe Zalievs one little appendix. Shayach l'horoshei prokim l'inyan Pesach u'sfirah. This is related to what we spoke about earlier about Pesach and Sfirah. V'alkein koyrin v'elu ayomim parshas mitzoyra. Rav Moshe Zal says, based on what we've learned till now, you can understand why during the days of the Omer, one of the parshas that we read is the parsha of Mitzora, the leper, Shehu Bal Loshen Hara. The Gemara says, what sin does a Jew do to contract leprosy? Meitzi Ra. He says, he lets bad things come out of his mouth. Shechomur Mikol Hoavoinois, which is worse than all other sins. Machmas She'enoi Mistakir Alatoiv, because he's not looking at the good of the Jew. He's looking at the bad of the Jew, and that's what he's publicized, and that's what he's telling over. V'zeh sigru upischu. Rav Nosson says, this is why the Medrash says, close and make your Korban Pesach. Ad kan shom b'parsha zo, al kem shom b'parsha zo is, where sigru means, close up shop and close your mouth. And closed by the mitzvah, it says the hizgirei hakohen, the kohen will lock him up in quarantine. That's the segira. Rav Moshe Zal says also, alkein shom the parsha zois merumas pegam koirach shecholak amoshe, and this is why it's in parshas mitzvah that we find a hint to koirach, who was the one who was the bal machlokes of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shemosar nafshel hagrua biYisrael. This Moshe Rabbeinu, who was prepared to put his life on the line for the worst Jew, Kemoshe Kosev, as it says in Parshas Mitzora, v'ish ki moreit roishoi kereachu. And if a person will have a certain type of leprosy on his head, kereachu, he is bald. Kereach is oisius korach. V'ikur pegamoi hoya b'inyan asayrus anal. And the main pegam of korach was in the hairs. Remember we spoke earlier about a Jew being able to find those hairs in another Jew, those little droplets of good in another Jew. And by Korach, he couldn't even find the good in Moshe Rabbeinu. He saw Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole thing, to be there. Hainu Kanal, as we said earlier. Baruch Hashem.